evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the radio show that helps you understand more about yourself, about your life, and all of that is through and with the Akashic Records. My name is Donna Fox, and we're going to be talking to three of my friends and students tonight. We are here actually in Baltimore. We are here on a journey for our own self-improvement at the Matrix Seminar. We're happy to tell you more about that some other time. But right now, I want to say a nice shout-out to all those folks who are listening here, not only from last week who called in with What's My Purpose. That was the last week was a year that I've been doing the show, and we did a What's My Purpose show. This week, we're going to be talking about career and how to expand your own personal potential. And my friends here have created questions for the Akashic Records because I work better when they ask me questions and I give the answers, and so that's kind of fun. But we do want your phone calls, so we want you to be able to call in with your questions. And you have the benefit of not only myself, but three other lovely women who are here to answer your questions. They're all level 2 Akashic Records students, which means that they know how to access your Akashic Records of other people, the land and animals. And so that's what you have. So you have the benefit of more than one answer tonight should you decide to call in. The phone number to call in are on the website. Just in case you're not listening through the BBS website, it's in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. That's toll-free, obviously. And in Canada and U.S. is 888-815-9756. Or if you're out of the country and want to dial direct, our country code is 01, and then the number is 530-876-3222. Okay, so I'd like to introduce my friends. First, we have two folks that are joining myself and Nikki. If you'll remember, Nikki Lopresti has been with us for the last few weeks asking questions, and her presence is valuable and appreciated. And we've added two more today, so let's start with Mariah.
Hello, I'm Mariah.
And Mariah, tell me where you're from.
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, and how long have you been working with the records? A year and 4 months. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. And we have Anne.
Hi, I'm Anne.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Good. And Nikki, say hello.
Hello again.
Yeah. And Nikki's been working with the records for the last, 4 or 5 years?
5 or 6,
yeah. Yeah, 5 or 6.
Off and on.
Off and on. And,
yes.
And as a level 2
now
student.
Now more on.
But as a level 2 student since September of 2007, correct? Yeah, great. Okay, so here we are. So let's see. We left off with a question. And before I even go on with that question, I want to just direct you to a website. If you go to the BBS Radio website and you look under Akashic Wisdom, you will see that we're having Jalila Starr and the Nubirian Council is going to be on next week. We're going to be talking about 2012 and how you can work with that. So that should be very interesting. And we're also going to be information about workshops as well as other things about what the Akashic Records are. If you go up to the Akashic Wisdom radio show website, it was just updated today, so you should have all that information. And Akashic Record Consultants International is arc-akashicrecords.org, and that's an organization that I belong to. So now you have all of your information, and we're going to start out with a question that we had from last week from Lorraine.
But Nikki I'm just reminding everyone where we were last week that Donna brought forth a message. We had asked, first off, what was the sole purpose of humanity? So I'd like to remind everyone that it was like, before we get to Mariah's question, that last week we were talking about we are part of a giant chessboard, and we all have choices that are governed by creative energies. We are open to a variety of choices based on the choice of essence of experience that you have come here for. And this is charted in the matrix as an outflow of possibility patterns. Each choice creates new sets of choices as paths. no matter who makes a choice, any choice, it affects all the others. So what you choose really affects everything else in your life and everything else in everyone else's life.
Yep.
And so based on that information, we have a couple questions. One we didn't get to from last week, but before we get to that one, I had a question that dealt exactly with what we were just talking about. So, Mariah, what was your question?
Okay, my question was, how can the records help us become fully aware of ourselves as infinite potential?
Oh, that's a great question. The reason why I hesitate is because when I'm working with the record keepers have to slow their vibration down and speed mine up so that we can get the information coming, and I'm not interpreting anything exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. So, ask the question again, Mariah. Yeah.
Okay,
whoa.
Cool.
There you go.
Okay. How can...
Sorry, a little energy flowing
Sorry.
Here.
Woo! Okay.
Good thing I don't have false teeth. They would have been out of my mouth. Whoa, it was a charge of energy.
The question I had was, how can the records help us become fully aware of ourselves as infinite potential?
Okay. So what's going on here is the expansion it's as if you were to take a literal, this is what the picture they're showing me. They're showing me a picture of myself holding a ball of light. And this ball of light is so expansive. It's although there's a form in my hand of light, it is liquid and it doesn't have weight to it, so it is also light. And as I move it to the other hand, it expands itself. And the more I move the light back and forth, the larger the orb becomes. And what's important about this visual is for you to decide how you want your life to expand and how much you are willing to receive and move into your own personal infinite power. The way that you do that through the Akashic Records is by moving into the willingness to receive the wisdom and the light that is available. The light, what is coming forward here, is another way in this particular aspect of what we're talking about, another way of speaking of intelligence. There's an intelligence to this light, because it illuminates who you truly are. See, the issue here isn't so much about it's not so much about the fear of actually your greatness, so much as it is the responsibility of having to maintain that greatness. So people can glimpse at the bliss of being whole, whole, and then draw back from that power, that light, because the fear is they would have to maintain it. Now, that may not make any sense, but the reality is that the responsibility one perceives that you have for being great is a scary thing for some people. But that it doesn't have to be that way. In other words, it can be very easy. Anne, you have a question about this.
Well, it sounds like
right.
Looking in the Akashic Records, ability that there's something far greater, or the possibilities are there.
Yes.
Beyond my own self-limitation.
Yes, and when you think about the self-limitations, What happens is that the self limitations are self imposed based on your old belief systems,
mm-hmm.
and the belief systems that you've been raised with. When you move into the Akashic Records, you see the many probabilities, possibilities that are there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's important to understand that as you try these possibilities and probabilities on, if you will, you move into an alignment of what feels good. There's some things that you need baby steps to move into. There's also an issue of, again, they're going back to the willingness to receive. Because when you're willing to receive, you're willing to know. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that again.
Yep.
When you're willing to receive, you're willing to know. And when you're willing to know, you're willing to receive. And as that opens, as your heart opens, you're able to play, if you will, with the possibilities or probabilities and move away from the shoulds and the have-tos,
mm-hmm.
into the want-tos, the joyful, the blissful, and the real possibilities that have no limits. That makes sense to you guys? Yeah. So it's really about the way that you move into your own personal potential is to move into the request of the records to help you, to assist you in moving into your willingness to receive, your willingness to know, and then your willingness to act on what feels good. Does that answer your question, Mariah? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Sure, sure. Keep going. Yeah,
what?
Great. What does the ability of
everything.
Letting
the
go?
The ability to let go. It's
let go of,
like
of perceptions.
Is that
big.
Significant stuff?
Huge, mm-hmm. Yeah. Huge, because it's not even an ability, it's a willingness to let go.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the willingness to let go here is what is the key issue that holds us. It's almost like locks us in, if you will, to the status quo. It's the unwillingness to let go. It's the fear of letting go.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes back down as the fear of letting go is the fear of being wrong or the fear of failure. And so when you look at life from a point of play, there is no failure. Does that make sense to you?
Can I ask you to go deeper into that?
Sure.
I'm going to go deeper.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So what that means is that when you look at your life as play, if you were to think about, to watch, what they're showing me is watching kids play.
Okay.
Okay, so they're playing, and they're playing with dolls. They're making it up as they go along. And so kids are great at improv.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying is that it's the willingness to play eliminates the possibility of being wrong because it's just play.
Yes.
See? And so the letting go is the willingness to play. Does that make sense to you?
The willingness to play is without...
Exactly. It's without the attachment.
Without the attachment.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly
okay.
Right.
Okay.
It's without the attachment. It's without the...
Or the outcome.
Yeah,
the
investment in outcome.
Investment
right.
And outcome.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay.
And so that's what this whole thing is about.
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead.
Mm.
It is. It must be
and
grounded in the now.
Spontaneous.
It's grounded in the now. It, but it, yet, and here's where it's interesting with the record. It's grounded in the now. It holds the potential of the future. Okay,
yeah.
Because of your choices in the now, and as long as you make your choices in the now, based on the now rather than the past, you can move into a new future.
Okay.
You see, that's where the key is. Nikki, you have a comment here. She's writing. Feel free to take notes on this, ladies and gentlemen, and call in if you want. This is a great discussion. Yeah.
But it's part of it is what you're saying. It's how the total belief in the play as right now as is so real, no matter what that
right.
is.
Yes.
And that just that is. What it is.
Got it.
In the now.
That's right. Exactly.
That you have to have that complete commitment to that belief that it is true now.
Right. It's almost as if you walk into that character of the now. If you were just to look at, it's funny, what they're showing me is, did you ever watch Star Trek when they go beam me up Scotty mm-hmm. and they have those light columns there? But walking into the now of that light column shifts literally your whole vibrational field, all right, and it makes it accessible to play. And so it's about being willing to expand into new belief systems, into new ideas, into new possibilities, and be willing to leave the old concepts at the door. It's almost like it's like going to another planet and moving into another dimension and leaving the old stuff behind as you move into a higher dimension. And it doesn't mean you have to stay there, by the way. You can actually move from one dimension to the other. And if you want to, you can come back to the old stuff and then go back again until you're ready to stay wherever you want to stay. So you can try the stuff on as you need to. Or as it feels good. Yeah, that's very interesting. Are you in a comment? Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Can you speak to where do we create?
Oh, that's a great question. Where do we create?
Where do we create?
That was my... We're talking, I kept hearing, what's the relationship or congruency of creativity and potential?
Say that louder, closer to the mic.
Sorry. I kept getting, what is the relationship or congruency of creativity? Why do we feel creativity and potential are different? What's the relationship there?
Okay, and then what was your question?
Where do we create?
Where do we create from?
Where do we create from? Where does manifestation take place?
I got it.
In the now?
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing about about manifestation is that it already is. You have to understand that from a concept of all things being possible, it's not just possible. All things are. So when a person comes into a life, into a physical body,
mm-hmm.
they have created for themselves from the realm of creation, from the realm of possibility, many probabilities or possibilities. Mm-hmm. Some forms of belief system call them different universes, different dimensions, mm-hmm. different places that they exist. So that all creation is already existing. It's a matter of going into the smorgasbord, or the buffet, if you will, of ideas, and picking out the ones that better serve you now. So that the idea here is it's about literally imagining. This is actually an exercise they're giving. It's about imagining that there is manifestation room that you create. The manifestation room has every possibility or probability that you may ever want in that room. And this is for people even who don't know how to work their own records. But for those people who really do know how to open their records, this is a magnificent exercise. I've never said this before, so it's brand new. And what they're showing me is a door that you walk into, and you sit literally at a chair, or you create it as a way of, it can be a library with shelves of items or books that you walk into, that you have an idea of what you want to create. And so it's about literally sitting in this space and holding your hand out, imagining an orb of light in your palm, and asking that orb of light to actually expand into the perfect probability for you based on your wanting or your information or your desire, or whatever it is that you want to shift, if it's a belief, mm-hmm. if it's an item you want to bring into your life. It's about actually seeing that golden orb and literally allowing it. It's almost like if you were blowing bubbles, if you will. They're showing me you blowing bubbles, you see. But the orb, and as soon as it starts to unfold, it's like you allow it to leave your palm, if you will, and then unfold in front of you. And so that there are many golden orbs in this room that you can choose from a manifestation point, but the manifestation must come from your heart's desire. Not from your mind's conjecture. It's not from your mind's sign. It's from your heart's desire. Because from your heart's desire is where the feeling of the receiving and the joy and the bliss of having your manifestation comes from. Make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about creating this manifestation room where you go and you can experiment with what you want and hone it and then release it and then receive it. Yes?
Can you talk a little bit about heart's desire? Is the heart's desire a connection to source? If possibilities are beyond...
Yeah.
If I have more possibilities beyond that, if my connection is through my heart...
Your heart is source.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so in preparation for this program tonight, mm-hmm. what they're reminding me to remind you is that we went and we accessed and asked to access information of the source beyond the source, the beyond the source beyond the source, to planet Earth has its creator source, and then there's universal source, and there's galactic source, and then the source, okay, is where we want to go, and you can get that picture. I know that you all can, because
Right.
it's there,
uh-huh.
okay, and it's big. It's beyond words.
It's coming home.
But the only place you can encase it, the only place you can even glimpse it is through your heart,
uh-huh.
because your mind cannot conceive of it because it can't analyze it. say only your heart can feel it.
So therefore, would one...
Thoughts could enter in that would shift you off your balance. Thoughts aren't necessarily bad. Thoughts need to be embraced. In other words, you don't want to fight thoughts.
Okay.
You want to notice the thoughts, because the thoughts are the clues to what's holding you back. So you need to welcome those thoughts as pieces of information that help you go deeper into a more complete loving. Because the thoughts that come, even from a negative point of view or from a downer point of view, are the ones that you want to embrace and face with light, be able to move them out to the space that they can be transmuted away from their constriction. Okay, so just some comment on that. Thought forms have a constricted atmosphere around them that can be released to divine source, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're released to divine source, the more each being of light on planet Earth can release those constricted thoughts, the more humanity, if you will, as a species, evolves. So it's the letting go of the constricted thoughts, not from a place of judgment, but from a place of love, after extracting the information you need for yourself, that shifts humanity's consciousness. That's big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to know, anytime you're working and you feel that you start criticizing yourself or you start judging yourself, that's important information, and you want to really embrace that. Glean what you need to glean from it from a point of release. Then take that information, really, you know, you could just call in another golden orb, or call in an angel, or wrap it in light and send it up and say it with appreciation and gratitude for what it has brought to you. And then what happens is it gets transmuted, and another part of humanity's mind, universal mind, if you will, ceased. That's another, you like that, huh?
Just the feeling of gratitude and how it relates to the heart's perspective.
Yeah.
And just...
Yes, okay.
It's forming, but it's not there. What's...
Take that for a minute.
Yeah.
I got to say
ahead.
Something
Go
first.
Ahead. Yeah, that's perfect.
I want to just say that if you're out there and you don't want to call in, or you want to email a question, you can. I've got the computer on, and you can email a question about this discussion to info@akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom.com. And I just want to take a moment. We're almost halfway through the hour here. This is fascinating. We're going to go deeper. I just love this. But I want to be able to tell you that if you'd like to call in, I'm going to give you some phone numbers here. I want to say that you can call in to BBS Radio at 877-876-5227. If you're in the U.S. If you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. That's actually U.S. and Canada. And the direct is 530-876-3222. And a comment, if you'd like to speak to me offline at another time, you can certainly call me direct at 216-691-1233. And I'd like to share with you that there's going to be a class coming up in Cleveland, a level 1 class for on March 15th and 16th. and then we're going to let the ladies give their phone numbers too. In fact, you want to do that now. Go ahead and give your contact information. These folks are all due consultations, and they're available for telephone consultations for you no matter where you live. So go ahead, Mariah.
Okay. Hi, my name is Mariah Rowe. 440-590-5514.
Hi, I'm Ann Oswald Laird. You can email me at links.
Sheila Presti, you can reach me at 216-374-2906.
Okay, so so where do we left off now? Where are we at here?
We're talking about thoughts.
Yeah. Yep.
And consciousness.
Okay.
And we're saying
well, it was not just
it shifted.
It shifts the more humans can release their thought forms that limit them from a place of love rather than judgment. It helps the entire species open their abilities or their willingness to receive their potential of greatness by releasing limiting thoughts. Does that make sense to you?
I just keep hearing it.
Exactly.
It softens
the fear.
And I see the fabric softener going into the collective human consciousness.
There you go.
And it's like, oh, no, we're fluffy. No static cling.
No static cling. That's great.
And then when people, I can see that image, like love around the world and the people holding hands, like they're holding minds, they're holding hearts.
Right.
And then there's no such thing as holding.
Yes. Yes.
No patterns, no nothing, just playground.
Exactly.
And the earth just becomes aware that it really is a breathing, living, functioning.
Right, and then what happens when you have a playground? You become the manifester, the creator yourself, and then all things are possible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, and all things are possible now, but the idea here is that it's when these belief systems become more commonplace to release, then more things become possible because we're willing to see them, receive them, act on them, and be within them and share them.
Then it gets into sharing.
Exactly.
And then they kept showing me kids on a playground during school. There's so much learning going on.
Yeah.
It's so much, no offense, more fun than math.
Oh, for sure.
But then they're doing math on the playground. It's not like we're losing information.
Right.
Or, this is interesting, the sacredness, vibration of fear. Sometimes fear draws us so much in because we can feel that sacred point.
Right.
They just keep saying it's remembering the truth of who you are.
Right.
And you just go through it, through the fear. Whatever. Just as simple as I like it right now. Just,
yeah, right.
They're just saying simple.
Simple. It doesn't have to be complicated.
And then,
right.
Then you're not even focusing on the fear because it's so simple.
Right.
And then
right.
It brings me back to my question of the heart and just wanting to go deep into how the heart understands gratitude. When you spoke the word gratitude, it was like, I don't even know how to ask the question. I just want to go deep into the possibility of us all. How can we widen our perspective of what gratitude even is?
So the question is, how can you widen the what?
Our perspective of gratitude and I'm after the core perspective of gratitude. It's gratitude. About being grateful. Like in my mind, I think that was so nice. I want to feel, move into that of love, of gratitude,
right.
Love as gratitude.
Well, the first thing I'm hearing is it's a state of grace.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. There's a state of grace that occurs when a person feels gratitude from the purity of gratitude.
Right.
It's a purity.
Thank you.
It's the gratitude is about really. The best way to explain it is, it's a surrender to the receiving of divine intervention for whatever it is that you're receiving. Whether it's a parking place, a good cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, it doesn't make any difference. It's that surrender into that humbleness, that awareness that not only is there something greater, but that you are greater, that you are part of that greater. It's not about hierarchy here. It's about it's a deep gratitude. The other thing is that when you take gratitude and really move into it for gratitude itself, it takes you to joy. And then when you go to joy, you end up with peace. And then again, the peace then also shifts the concepts of the planet. So you see, they're really very, very much related.
That's wonderful. I'd like to step back a little and talk about playfulness.
Sure.
What is the relationship between playfulness and the ability to heal?
What is the relationship between playfulness and the relationship to heal? The ability to heal. The ability to heal. You have to understand that playfulness, what they're saying to me is playfulness is the ultimate in creativity. When you're playful, you're in the realm of creativity. And when you're in the realm of creativity, you're in the realm of possibility. And when you're in the realm of possibility, it puts you in alignment with whatever that being needs in order to feel, quote-unquote, healed or transformed. Well, it's not necessarily... Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Who are we talking to?
This is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Indiana.
Oh, great. And how are you? Have you listened to the show before?
Yes, quite some time ago, though.
Great. I hope you're enjoying it.
Yes, I am.
Good. How can we help you?
Well, I'm curious as far as my records go, Akashic Records. I know that it's been really quite a ride trying to get jobs that I like and just be able to allow myself to believe that I can create what I want in this life. And I believe now that I am close to getting something as far as a job, but I'm wondering, is there going to be something interim? Because it seems like the one thing that will come through will be the job of the lifetime or career of a lifetime that I've been looking for and probably meant to do.
Uh-huh.
But in the meantime, I'm wondering, is there something in the middle there?
Well, all right, Nikki wants to respond to that.
That's exactly what deals with our other question from last week. In the question that I think you're asking is, how can you find meaning in your current work that you're doing, in the work that you're doing that will serve your soul's purpose and the larger purpose of humanity?
Is that what you want to know?
Well, I've been doing a lot of work on myself, if that's what you mean, because as far as like a physical job on this planet, I don't have one right now. I think that's been a challenge for me, and it's been a lesson for me, the reason why I haven't had one. So now that I feel this year is my year to get one, or at least a career that I truly love, I'm just wondering, it's been told to me by other intuitives that you know, there's something coming in March, and I'm just wondering, is that still true? And because there seems to be something huge coming down the pike, maybe in August or September.
But what is the, what is, you said there's a lesson you feel you've learned from not having a job or something right now. So what is the lesson you think you have learned from that?
Well, it finally came to me that I have not thought I deserved anything. And that it's all tied into, you know, the people that are playing my parents and, you know, my worthiness. And that has kept me from getting even decent jobs, decent men in my life, and decent money in my life. So I've always had a lack, and I've had to really believe that I'm worthy, that I am, that I can do things that, you know, I didn't think I could do, and just feel that I'm worthy.
You know,
that I deserve.
Absolutely. You know, I'll tell you something, Andrea. Your question is perfect in the fact that what we were talking about is the willingness to receive. And the idea here is, as you grow and as you move into claiming your worthiness, if you will, or if even if it's not to the point that you can claim it, but you can even take the step of considering it, if you could just consider the worthiness, to consider the loving love, being willing to be loved, or the worthiness of being loved, if you can just consider that opens up your heart, the willingness to receive. And when you are willing to receive is when you are willing to ask for what you need, not out of desperation, but out of creativity and out of a moving toward really being able to know that what you have is perfect for this time. You know, you're asking about, is there going to be an interim job or et cetera? The records are very interesting. They don't necessarily tell the future because there's so many different probabilities or possibilities. So it's really more about what is it that you want to create in your life? How do you want your life to look and feel? And when you receive that answer from your heart, then you can move into being willing to receive the different pieces and parts of it. Now, right now, the question that's coming forth for the records is, how clear are you on what it is you want to create for a right livelihood?
Okay.
How clear are you? Do you know exactly what you want to do?
Well, I don't have a title, a formal title, because
okay.
I don't believe that there's any such thing. But I do have all the qualities that I want. And I'm not sure if that will suffice, but I do know exactly how I want to be treated. I know how much money I want to make. I know how I want to help others. You know, not necessarily everything works together, because I like some artistic things in there, and I want some energy therapy type things in there. So it's a hodgepodge, but I'm trusting that Spirit's going to know the how of it.
Well, you don't have to know the how. But what would be important for you to have is you feel you have the qualifications that create or that would fulfill the criteria of the job that you want.
Oh yeah, I finally am allowing myself to believe that, yeah, I am qualified. I didn't believe it for the longest time.
Say again? I didn't hear you.
I didn't believe for the longest time that I was qualified to do a various amount of things, but now I do believe it. Now I know I am qualified.
But describe your perfect job.
Well, it'll be working with individuals who are very similar to me, like-minded individuals that are looking to improve their life and get out of the low self-esteem, the unworthiness that they weren't aware of, and to turn their, you know, because sometimes reflected in their life, you know, the lack of money, lack of love, lack of, you know, respect or lack of appreciation of jobs. So I feel that, and especially for women, so those are kind of things I want to do to help people discover and to clear. And I taught myself a lot of energy techniques, so I know I'm pretty adept at applying them. So, and then I could use artwork that I learned years ago, finally make something of it. So it seems like a huge hodgepodge, but I'm going to trust that I learned these skills for some reason.
Well, that's true, but one of the things that I'm receiving is that you're looking for someone to hire you to do this rather than creating it yourself. And the reality is you have all the abilities you need to be able to create your own business in this. You know, rather than being hired, it's about you stepping forward and saying, this is who I am, this is what I offer, and this is what I can do.
Wow.
You may want to consider that, you see, because the idea here is that if you wait for it to come to you, rather than you taking the action that's going to fill your heart by going after it, you know, what I'm hearing is that there is a spectrum here, and as the meter, if you will, if you think of it as it's coming toward you, you're going towards it, and you kind of meet in the middle. And the idea here is it's not really about working for a company or a corporation so much as it is taking what you want, that you want to design, that you feel, and creating a plan of how you can help people the way you want to. Because up to this point, what's happened is that there, you've had some real beliefs about how things should be. And the should be is what needs to be able to be neutralized if you're going to work for another company. If you're going to work with yourself, you design it exactly the way you want it. Does that make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you keep butting your head up against a brick wall looking for somebody to come forth and rescue you, quite frankly. And, darling, you don't need rescue. You are who you've been waiting for. Is that laughter?
Yeah, it is, because it's... I don't know, you just turned the mirror around to face me.
Son of a gun. Your work is fun, isn't it? That's what the records work is all about. The records work is empowering. It's, no offense, it's not about futures. It's not necessarily about past lives. It's about holding up the mirror to you and say, look how great you are. Look how magnificent you are. And look what you have the possibility, probability, and talent to create.
Wow.
You are a divine being, my dear. And it's time you took you by the hand, gave you a big hug, kicked yourself in the butt at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. You made me, that's a huge perspective. I just didn't think of it that way. I've heard that so many times, you know, through other people, but it just now makes sense.
Yeah, and you know what? It only takes once for you to get it.
Yeah.
Ready to hear it before, because you were too much in victim before. You're moving out of the victim into creation.
Yeah. You feel that? Does that come through, moving out of the victim?
I made it up, you know. I'm teasing you. I'm in the records. I'm in the records, and so this is what's coming forth for you.
Wow.
You're in Indiana. You should come learn to do the records yourself. I live in Cleveland. Anyway.
Andrea, I don't know what I'm getting is you might want to look into possibility of working with some organization that you were interested in helping other people shift, and like there are some organizations I know in places that are help women get back into the workforce.
She's so credentialed.
When they're going into transitional places, so you could either work, look and see even what resources they have to maybe give you an idea of something else you might want to do for yourself, even to start there, or a possibility of finding out how to work with somebody in that group.
That's a beautiful idea.
Expand where you're looking at things about where
sure.
you can get ideas from.
Yeah, the other thing is you may even want to volunteer at a homeless shelter or a volunteer at a place for where women need that inspiration and understand what criteria are they looking for a person who wants to work there. That's a great idea, you know.
Okay.
But the idea here is don't limit yourself about what you don't have, and don't look for what you must have, but be who you are.
Wow.
It's open to the possibility.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Is that helpful?
Oh, it's hugely helpful.
Good.
I just never heard it that way, and it makes so much sense.
Well, good. We're glad you called in.
Well, thanks so much, ladies. It's been beautiful.
You like it. And the way we grow is for you to tell your friends, so hopefully you'll tell your friends about the show.
Oh, thank you. I will. I will very much. Thank you.
Good. God bless you.
Thank you.
You too. Both of you. Good night.
Three of us. All four of us.
All
thank
four
you.
Of thank
and
you.
Five of us with you. Okay, darling. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So I hope that was helpful for other people, because what Andrea is doing here, what she is contemplating, what is also causing her as much joy and as much pain is something that happens to every single human at a different time in their life. We all feel limited by our own beliefs of how we think things should be, or how they're going to be, or how they could be, rather than how we want to move into them. And that's a big piece. Now, Nikki, you were saying we have 10 minutes. No, not really. We're almost at the end here again with the next question. So
want to point out that Andrea Session brought up here is that through the Akashic Records, clarity.
That's right. That's right.
Many of my clients express that after one of their sessions, they walk away with clarity.
Right. Yes.
And it empowers them to see their lives and themselves in a new way.
Right. Right. So, Anne, tell us how have the Akashic Records changed your life?
Good question. The Akashic Records has brought much clarity into my life. That clarity opened space, created many more opportunities.
Right. Yeah.
And to move beyond my limitations. A year ago, one session more than a year, and that clarity faced this client, look at themselves and their life in a new way. Very empowering.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I actually have therapists that send their clients to me.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, just to get at the core issues, okay? And then they go back to the therapist with the core issues, and then they're able to,
yeah.
to create or go through therapy. That's great. Mariah, tell us
how the record
has changed your life.
How
we
haven't
we have
they?
Yeah, we have a couple of minutes left. Not a whole lot, but it's, you know.
I'm kind of speechless. Telling me how to integrate the potential I thought was outside of me and undo the whole concept of outside.
That's great.
It's like, put it alive. Just integrate
space and time in a way where not only was it accessible, I had the loving, blissfully kind, beautiful women I'm looking at right now that are going through it too,
yes,
to play with it,
yes,
to talk about it, to share it with other people. Just, I mean, the idea of asking questions, it's so fun. I mean, and to ask to something where the answers are far beyond I even thought the question even was.
Yes.
And what I love about the records is the feeling around the question. It's not just talking.
Right.
I mean, I've asked
right.
other questions, and I hear their answer, but in this, it's the love.
Yes.
It's so much more than just talking.
Yes. Yes, it's the feeling
and
of love. Yes.
I just, there aren't words
yeah,
to me.
Exactly.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And it's really fun discovery to be
yeah.
like, oh, I wonder what this is. I wonder what this is. It's like, you know, you see so many things. You're like, I wish I had that book. Well, instead of going to the library, say, record keepers, how could I find out about that stuff?
Yeah.
It's like universal home shopping, but now they bought anything and they know what I want to order.
Yeah.
And if I'm not even sure how to word my question, I could say, well, what do I really want to know? And they know. And that's just absolutely fabulous.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely.
The answer is for your highest and best
Right. And even talking about the records outside of the records is exciting.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, if the records are open or closed, it doesn't matter. When I get something there, I've changed because of it in a way that is growing.
Yes.
There's no stopping in this. And I love it.
And the information provided
yeah.
in the process.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I we didn't get a chance to hear from Nikki too much tonight, but she's been busy writing, and I'm sure she'll come on, maybe not next week, but the week after, because next week we're having Jalila Starr and the Nubian Council. We're going to talk about 2012 and you, and if you have any fear, how to get rid of the fear, what those numbers really mean. Go up on the website for bbsradio.com, and there's all this information about Jalila, as well as her information about her website and her email address. So we are very close. I want to tell you to please consider taking the Akashic Records workshop. The dates are on the information on the BBS website under Akashic Wisdom. Call if you would like to privately. My number is 216-691-1233. And I'm going to use that as a general number. I would be happy to share these numbers of these lovely women that have been on this show. If you would like to have a consultation with them, I'm happy to give those numbers out to you again. If you just give a call or email, I'm happy to email you information. So I want to thank you all for being on the show. I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We want to thank the listeners, both here today and the ones in the archives that listen. We want to ask you that, first of all, we want your hearts to be opened, your burdens be lifted, and may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. With that, we close the records and say amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you would all join me in saying amen. And so it is. Have a wonderful week, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be here next week with some interesting stuff. Get your questions ready. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.